record. This bitch just went blank.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Goddamn it.
Who am I? I'm a champion.
Champion.
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall. Who am I?
I'm a champion.
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I'm a champion.
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down. And I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
History will remember me. I will not let worry about him being kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out, not knowing I've given everything I've got. Cause who am I?
I am the champion.
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 You can love me, champion. I'm my 1, 2, 3
champion.
Don't get this, boy.
Tony, what's happening? Meatball, Slouch, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, June? Tone,
everybody. Man, it's 60-plus degrees. We having a heat wave, brother. Yes, he is.
All right, man.
It's 80 down here.
hey, Slouch. Hey, Slouch. We wasn't asking
whoa,
you
whoa,
that.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Slouch, where the hell you at? It's 83.
Shit.
Huh? Where you at? Did you talking about it's 80 degrees? I'm in Florida. Man, get off our damn show. It's up in damn Miss Snow and he's talking about you in Florida.
I'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Motor City Mafia, Slouch, Tone, June for working the board, Big Fred, the biggest sponsor out there. We are live in a motherfucking cut, as usual. Rule number one, no snitching. Rule number two, no muted mics. Man, first off, I have to... They said my man was in a car wreck over the, was it last night, yesterday, over the weekend? My man, Wooly Dog. They said he's doing fine. So, you know, everybody, you know, big shout out to Wooly Dog, man, and for being safe and walking away. And it's another subject I would like to touch bases on. And it's like, I guess it never happened in Grudge Racing, so, but we want to get that out the way. And the second topic I want to talk about, man, is who is this fraud-ass motherfucker that's making Detroit look bad? That's locking in all these races. And nobody know who the fuck he really is. So we gotta touch on that too, man, because, man, being a fraud
right.
ain't good. The first thing I want to,
Go ahead.
The first thing I want to touch on, I want to touch on this track rule. Slouch, you on?
I'm here.
Okay, June, you go. All right, June, you the DP man, and I want to make an example out of this for people can call in and give us their input on it. All right, Slouch, let's say man, Slouch, we line up to race 8th mile. We're going by track rules. June, you the DP man, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Slouch, we get up there, we bump in. We bump both of them bulbs in. The light come down, we leave. You 60-foot me a half a car. I'm talking about all the way through the race, you got a half a car on me. Your front tires is in the air. We know we've seen this shit before. Your front tires in the air and my tires is planted on the ground, but you still got a half a car on me. When your front tires cross the beam and it don't trip the beam, and mine trip the beam because I'm a half a car behind you and my tires trip the beam, who gets that money?
Damn, that's a good question. I would get the money. I would say that because I came in first, but you turned the light on before I did because my tires was in the air.
Your front tires in the air, but so callers, call in and tell us who do you think get that money? But you go on by track rules though.
Okay, if you going by track rules, the first one you broke the beam before he did. So technically, I understand what you're saying, but based off of the computer, he tripped it before you tripped it before he did. So you win. You know, it ain't the computer's fault. His tires were 2 feet in the air when he went through that finish line. You know, now I'm going to put something else in there. Now, if we both said you're going to put somebody on the finish line, then you guys will call it.
Okay,
you
know? June, we also like this. What if you put somebody on the finish line and you're still going by track rules? I mean, what's going on with that? You know what I mean? You do both of them.
I mean, but you put your guys at the finish line to call the race. So the beams and everything. See, but then that makes the beams and everything irrelevant, in my opinion. Because why even put your guys there? Why even put them there? But I mean, technically, Slouch's car crossed the finish line second. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, that's my opinion on that. I may be wrong, but technically, you get the win.
Godfather here. What's up, man?
What's happening, man? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, I just want to send a shout out to y'all for the little shout out y'all sent for me. But you know, I wasn't driving my car, but everything is okay. My man Matt was driving the car, but everything is still good. But unfortunately, Junior done hit it 115% on the damn head. And you can't have it both ways. You can't tell your man to go down there and call the race and then go by track rules. Track rules is whoever tripped that beam first. And like I said, whoever tripped the beam first, that's who wins the race. Track rules. Because normally, nine and a half times out of ten, you ain't going to sit nobody down there to see who the hell crosses the finish line first if you're going by track rules.
Right. So
You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways.
Dog, phone going in and out. Hello?
Yeah, you can't have it. Now, normally you ain't going to never have nobody tires going to be up in the damn air. They'll have at the damn other end of the damn track normally. I mean, I have seen it happen before, but shit, that's a rarity. Though.
Now, you know what? It's true what you're saying.
Them
turbo cars.
Yeah.
Them turbo cars will do that.
They'll do it, Junior, only if you got a dip in the track where it might make it bounce a little bit there for down the track. Now, if you got a dip down there, it'll make it bounce. It's just like them coming out the hole again. It'll make the front tire jump up. But now I also done seen another thing they put in there. A guy broke his goddamn drive shaft. And the drive shaft went across before both cars and touched the lamb light on.
Well, see, that's why I touched on that subject because you know, just in case some shit like that happened, you know what I mean? You know what's going on.
Well, you see, if it happens, you're gonna have a hell of a problem unless both drivers will say, yeah, man, he did cross before me. If they don't say that, normally you ain't gonna have nobody out there paying attention to that. And like Junior said, the track. Ain't gonna be able to goddamn tell you nothing because they looking at the computer. The computer gonna turn on the first one that turned the light on.
Hey, but you know what, dog? What I saw happen one time. We was at Milan and it was real windy out, and it was.
Yep.
I guess maybe
a damn bird or a leaf blew across the damn lights and turned the fuckers off before either one of them crossed.
Yep. I mean,
yep, I didn't see all that shit happen.
Yeah, they was talking about closing the track for that day because, like I say, it was so many leaves blowing. You get one guy turn on a pre-stage light, the other guy turn on the stage light, leaves a blow across stage both of them and red light both of them. I mean, it was
just crazy. You got damn right now. There's a lot of possibilities going on. And just like last week when I was on here, I'm glad y'all putting out some educational shit, man, so all us younger brothers or some of us older brothers that don't know about this game know. Now, Junior hit it. Junior covered all bases on that thing. But I got one that y'all might not run into, but y'all might do. Up north, I don't know. But down south, you know, we had these field rats and shit. Man, we have field rats and shit running across there and turning the fucking beams on.
So now this is the thing. Do you have a rerun or do you go off? I mean, because unless somebody sees the field rat go across there, I mean, it's dependent on how close they are to the finish line.
Like you said about the tires off the air, Junior. Unless you got a good driver that's gonna tell the truth, cause a driver, I don't care what you say now, unless they just neck and neck, and they just don't know.
Right.
A driver know when he done got his ass whooped on with another man and beat him. He know that now. I don't care what you say. You can say what the fuck you want. You sit in that damn seat, you know when you done got your ass whooped. So if they don't agree to it, and the other guy beat him cross. And because his tires in there, he didn't trip the beam. I mean, unless the driver said, hey, man, yeah, he did beat me. Well, shit, the man that tripped the beam supposed to get the money.
Right. You're right.
Oh, that's a tough way to lose, man.
But you know what? Things like that happen, though. That's the thing with that.
That's why I brought it up, because, you know, shit will happen like that. You know, it's a possibility. That's why I brought it up, you know, but... Boy, that's something else right there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what this. I'm gonna tell you how you can save some of the confusion. Don't send nobody down there to call it. What you do is let the track call it. Let the track be the goddamn. That way you don't have to break friendships and shit like that. Don't send nobody down there to call it. Just let the damn track call it. If the track call it, whatever they call it, then can't nobody really argue or complain too much because the track called it.
I mean, the only time you technically need anybody down there is if you betting on the gap.
The gap and shit, yeah, you're right, Junior. Yeah.
If you betting on the gap, then yeah, you got and then you're talking, you know, you got your people and they got their people down there.
Then you still gotta have somebody that know what a gap is. A lot of motherfuckers confused about the gap and where they should call it at and shit too now.
Right.
Because if you listen to another show, I ain't gonna call no names. If you listen to another show, he talking about when the first car bump across the finish line. That's a goddamn lie. Once their tires break that beam and that wind light come on, and if the other car's not in your paint, that's a fucking gap.
That's right. That's right.
He gonna talk about you gotta wait till the damn ass end of the car cross the finish line. That's a damn lie. The ass end of the car don't back them and turn the wind light on. The race over with once them damn front tires break that beam. So you still got to know what the motherfucker on the other end know how to call a gap, too. Because you got some dumb motherfuckers that don't even know what the gap really is. I mean, how to call it, you know.
Well, the gap is in, as long as there's daylight between them two cars, that's a gap.
Yeah, you're right, Junior. Since y'all can ask the question, you got the resident expert on the phone. That Junior must have been a crook in his other life, because that's a fucking, that's something that's no damn near everything.
No, I got well educated, man.
That's something that's a crook, man.
Well,
Junior, goddamn crook, man.
Well, I mean,
hey, that's a good,
that's a good
question. You know, the bad thing about it, that's a good question. Well, we should have some of the other callers that you know that's not as, they don't talk on the radio as much as we do. Like I said, I run into that same problem, too. I like to get some fresh blood in there because some guys don't know, and that's what we need to hear from, not us old motherfuckers. And then if they don't get it, then we can break in there later on and explain it to them.
Now you know what? Now I'm gonna ask a question, dog. And I know you already gonna call me a crook. If you and me lock in to race by track rules, okay. Now technically, I'm gonna tell you, and there's a reason why. Because a lot of guys, when they state the word track rules.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Don't make it more, you got to complicate it.
Okay.
Just leave that one alone.
But that's the thing.
I understand.
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
You about to give him another stiff. Don't do it, Junior. Let it go.
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone, dude.
Hey, y'all have got me fucked up. Now I want to hear this shit. Now y'all have got me fucked up.
Hold on.
Hey,
somebody
dog.
Call Willie Dog on the private line, man, and tell Willie Dog.
I'm going to leave it alone. Because you know what?
Yeah,
and
I know what's
on. This is my thing, and I ain't going to speak upon it. This is my thing. If when you call something, make sure you know what you call it. Because if you
a lot of guys
person,
don't even know what track rules mean. You're right. They just think it's
right.
Because you're running on the track.
If you have a person that knows their ins and outs, they will put – I'll put it in plain words so people can understand. They will put that dick on your back. And
right.
Yeah,
that no
track rules. And that's
and
also when you're on that track rules.
Right.
They will put your ass on that clock. Your ass going to be on that damn clock, too.
Yeah,
and
hey,
you know what though, Junior, check this out. So you was about to fuck that up. Leave that alone, but check it out. You know what? You'll get guys that are holler track rules, and they don't know drag racing 1-on-1. They don't know the first part about it. I've heard guys, arguing about the fight because the guy red light, and the other guy, you know, he watching his tree, so he don't see the red light. He making a full-blown pass, car getting loose across the center line, and the guys want to get paid, who went down through that. And they saying, man, but you red lit. Yeah, but when I red lit, you automatically gave me the race. And I was
where's the worst? Where's the worst?
That's what I'm trying to say. Man, listen, in drag racing, when you go by track rules, it's first or worst. Yeah, you red lit and gave him the win. When you crossed the center line, you gave it
Thank
back
you.
To him.
That's correct.
No, the race is over. Once he give it to me, he can't take it back. Please, man. Track rules is first or worst. I'm saying if you
yes,
look
sir.
At the rule book, it's got them categorized as to what is the worst infraction, what is the least worst infraction. I think
that's
so.
Right.
You know what you're talking about when you talk about it. But
hey,
Junior,
Hey, Latone, and Junior's about to, hey, and I talked to you earlier, Junior's about to fuck it all up, wasn't he?
Hey,
listen, hey.
Junior was going to tell the truth, but like you say, see, that portion of it is way deep down in the rule book, and I know they don't know. If they don't know first and worst, I know they don't know what Junior was about to go.
Technically, you got to lay down on your stomach if I hit you with these two. I don't lay on your stomach, man.
Yeah.
Junior, do you need a pill on it? Do you need a pill under your stomach, Phil?
Huh?
Do you need a pill under your stomach?
No. Hey, what's that little L-shaped thing they got? That's what you need. Shit. That little V-shaped thing to lay on. Shit.
Hey, Junior, it's called a wedge.
Okay, they're gonna need a wedge, boy. Shit.
Hey, Junior, before y'all start opening up the mics, we don't forget, we also speaking on this fraud of a person that was out here.
We was down in Dawson yesterday, and we found out he got another man the same goddamn way. So there's just two people that we know about. We don't know how many more motherfucking dumb son of bitches that did it. But right now, I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm finna say this right here. If you that motherfucking stupid, you deserve to get fucked. How in the fuck Junior going to sell me an $80,000 motor? Just listen to me. An $80,000 motor, telling me to send him $1,000 and pay him $2,000 a month on an $80,000 motor. What dumb bitch going to do some stupid shit like this?
Hold on now, Mr. Dog.
Talk to me. If you say you do some shit like that, you a dumb motherfucker. I'm going to say it up.
No,
talk to me. I'm listening.
No, Willie Dog, I would never do that. But then it's been done, though. That's what I'm saying.
I know it's been done, but listen here. Anybody on this phone with common sense, man, come on. Do you realize you're talking about a race motor now? You're talking about a race motor that's subject to the damn blow up when you first crank that bitch up. You think I'm going to send you $2,000 for 4 or 5 years to pay for it? And what bitch going to sell you a motor for $80,000 and ask you for $2,000 a month? Where in America you do some dumb shit like that?
Realistically, I think the guy's a real nice guy for letting him get the motor on credit for that motherfucking long. He's only going to be paying for the next 30 years.
Man, please, man.
Go back to this. If it sounds too good to be true,
yeah.
It is, man. Wake the fuck up,
and you know what?
Man.
Hey, you know what? We got to come together as one, man, and start letting these motherfuckers know. Don't call. You know, you got to talk to your governor or some of these local radio shows to find out who these motherfuckers is, man, before you
get. Hey, Tone.
You got to have people.
But look at it, Tone. Look at it. This is what's fucked up about it. Now, like you said, now how in the hell they say the Atomic Dog and a couple more motherfuckers like Atomic Dog and the man can't vouch for him. Now, how in the hell can you vouch for a motherfucker that you don't even know or that is a crook? It makes me think you might have been in on the guy.
I mean,
if Junior vouched for a Tone, that Tone's a good guy and Tone running a scam, well, goddamn, Junior must be in on the motherfucking scam too then.
I mean, shit, what they say, birds of a feather flock together, shit. I mean, You can't, hey, dog.
I'm on mute listening to y'all, man. I'm on mute listening to y'all. I don't want to hear arrested. They got a hell of a race. They got a hell of a race supposedly be locked in races down there in Montgomery, Alabama. They got Benz and all them boys down there. And it's supposed to be some hell of a races coming out of there. 901 Bad Boys and the white boys and all them supposed to be racing tonight a little bit later on, starting around about 8 o'clock daytime, which is just 7 o'clock, 7-something down there. So I don't know if y'all got an inside man down there to report on that. But they got some hell of a race that's supposedly be going on down in Alabama, down in Montgomery. And Grudge Inks' birthday bash, supposedly.
Well, you know, I don't say nothing about nobody, but you know, certain parties we don't get invited to, so I'm going to keep it real. So.
I didn't get invited either, but we ain't going to call no names, Junior.
I don't get invited to birthday parties. I usually only get invited to funerals, so.
But hey, we got to call us, man.
Charles, go ahead, man. You got a whole slew of them. Go ahead, Slouch. Open them up, man. Let's see what's happening.
All right.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Y'all gotta get Tony a good goddamn phone, man. That motherfucking phone ain't worth a shit.
That motherfucker disappeared already. Hey, Slouch, go ahead, man. Open up some mics. He already done disappeared, boy. He like Houdini, man.
Alrighty, 813-4595. Damn, the mic is open.
Just listen.
Okay. 313-5817. Your mic is open. 313-5817. Your mic is open.
What up, dope?
What's going on, DMX?
Man, I just heard y'all playing my theme song. Who am I? What up, dope fellas?
Hey, man, what's
going on, man?
What's
up,
everybody? Man, I can't call it, man. Huh?
How your car looking?
Man, I kind of tow up something in the motor, man. So it's at the shop getting redid right now. I should be back ready in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is your street car or your race car?
A race car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be back ready in 2 weeks. I'm just waiting on. I got an. I'm asked that my parts will be ready. They'll be here Wednesday, so I'm figuring give them a week to get it back together, and then I pick it back up and go drop it back in the car. Yeah. Then somebody got to pay for this.
That's right. That's right.
Somebody got to pay for this, man.
Hey, can I put a down payment on that? Goddamn it!
Hell yeah! Shit, send it up here, motherfucker. But somebody got
to
pay.
What I'm trying to say, I'm going to put a down payment, goddamn it, to go to your ass.
You don't want to do none of that, dog.
He trying to get with it, dog.
Well, you know, Norman just said somebody got to pay for that. That means he finna race somebody to try to get some of his money back that he got to get fixed. And I want to see, can I put a down payment on it?
Put a down payment on it, dog. What you want to do?
Well, we'll wait till you get. You said you need 2 weeks before you get it back. When do you get it back? Because you might get it back and it might do the same thing. You might need two more motherfucking weeks.
Yeah, if it do it again, I'm gonna buy me an $80,000 motor for $1,000.
Oh shit!
Hey,
I'm gonna leave you alone now. Hey, you in the house now?
Hey, that's
the keyword. You don't hear the keyword. I'm gonna leave you alone now, man. I like that.
DMX, come on, send me the first payment and the last payment. Come on.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna send it. Yeah. What up, though, June? How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm doing
Thanks,
good, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? We just kicking the breeze about these frauds and track rules and all that shit, man.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man.
We had a little incident of the Clash of the Titans when Dom and John Quick was racing. You know, we was going by track rules, and the 8th mile light didn't come on, but the 1/4 mile light came on. You know, they was pissed off. Both of them said they won, so they was like, well, it's up to y'all. We're going to the track. And the tracks, you know, they named it, and, you know, like you say, the computers don't lie.
Hey, Slouch.
Yeah.
That race, I was down at the end. I know exactly who won. It was close as a motherfucker, but I know exactly who won.
Yeah, that was a damn good race for both of them.
It was closer than a motherfucker. Them bitches went past me. You know, I seen the race from start to finish. But when they went past me, if it was another 40 feet, you wouldn't have been able to tell who won.
Damn.
You said 4 feet or 40 feet?
40 feet, like 2 car lengths. If it would have been another 2 car lengths at the 8th, you wouldn't have been able to tell who won.
Yeah, but I will say the person that was behind, so they say the person that was behind, he did get treed, but they said that little motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker.
They said that goddamn small block was going to work on the other end.
Yeah, it was. I'm telling you, another 2 car lengths, you wouldn't have been able to tell who won that.
Yeah, that was a good race. But that was a part of the track rules, you know. The light came on the 1/4 mile, but we was running the 8th mile. You know, we went by the track, and the track caught it.
Yeah,
You know, we left it out of our hands. You know, it wasn't in our hands. So,
I mean,
that's the best thing.
That's the best thing you do there. That's the only thing you can do. You know, because they have every increment. So, you know.
And for the record, I'm like this. Who the hell said a goddamn small block can't run upstairs with a big block?
Who said that?
No, I just put that out there, man.
That race
right there made you a believer.
Well,
hey,
yeah,
boy,
yeah.
they got some small blocks out there, boy, put a hurting on them big blocks, boy, to a certain extent and a certain size. Shit.
Well, I never. Shit. Hey, Slack, we got any more callers in queue and wait?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty.
Yeah, open them up.
313-8435. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this the show. Young Money talking right now. How everybody doing out there?
All right. Young Money, what's happening?
I'm chilling. I can't wait to track over
Money
back up. I threw me some ribs.
The chef said he ain't thinking about when he talking about getting on the grill.
The chef trying to lay it down. Hell yeah, that's what's
Hell
up.
Yeah. I can't race right now. I do something.
Why
that's
you can't
right.
race, man?
My car down. No oil pressure.
All right, damn.
Hey, Chef, you got a race car or a street car?
Yeah, I got a race car.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what's up.
All right, let me open up a couple of more. 313-5815. Your mic is open.
Money, it's your money. It's a little time.
Yo, Money, what's going on, man? What's happening?
What's up, man? This is Lil Ty from Young Money.
Yeah, I see y'all coming full force, man. They trying to make this a Young Money show every Sunday.
Young Money takeover.
Young Money Ty, what's going on, man?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Here we go. That ain't the CEO, is it?
It's the CEO. Hey,
that be them people there. Yeah, that's them. Randy, what's happening,
hey,
man?
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, Junior.
Everybody,
hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior, what can
yeah.
you say, though, man? These motherfuckers calling every week and support the show, man.
I mean,
and these motherfuckers
no
is
doubt.
Trying to go. What can you say about these motherfuckers,
No,
man?
No doubt. That's why we support the Young
shit.
Money crew. Rumor has it they going to flip
yes,
everything
sir.
Young Money got, but you still got to support them, though. Shit, gotta support
him. Junior, you
yes.
already know, man. We got a personal bandana with you and Lil Tony. Down on y'all ass.
I mean, and that's the way it should be. But we still gonna support y'all. Shit. Hey, Tony, we gonna keep them coming back now. We gonna keep them coming back now.
What y'all going down on?
I know one. They ain't going down on Dougie's ass.
Hold on.
Hey, CEO.
Hey, Randy, man. What's up with this fraud, man? That's out here, man. That's trying to make Detroit a bad name, man. What's up with this guy, man? We seen him so many times.
I ain't heard nothing about it. What's going on? I ain't heard nothing about nothing like
what's
that.
What's his name? Deontay?
Oh yeah, man. Please, man, that's just fraud. I don't know. I see the picture on the internet. Somebody said, I think it was BET, somebody posted a picture of a pro mod car. Talking about it was Deontay from Detroit or some shit. I say, man, who the fuck is this?
Hold on. Is that blue Ford, the Mustang, the pro mod car?
Yeah,
so what y'all saying? This dude ain't out of Detroit?
I ain't never saw that car a day in my life.
Oh, motherfuckers are photo Oh, they photoshopping. Okay. Okay, you got an internet gangster. That's a that's an internet grudge racer there. Okay. Shit. All right, well.
I don't know, man.
Well, hey, hey.
The guy called out the shadow or whoever he was. I don't know, man. You know, somebody come with some kind of game there, yeah, so.
And he's supposed to be out of Detroit.
Yeah. I guess. That's what they say.
Hey, June, hold on. June, man, you can stop saying the word Detroit, man. You keep saying it.
I mean, I'm trying to clarify where he's from.
Man, I don't know. Canada, man. I don't know where he's from.
So if he's from Canada, y'all got a wankster over there then. Okay. Well, you know, I seen the car. I was like, man, beautiful car. I didn't think the man was faking the funk, but it's good to know. Make sure we don't lock him in with anything.
Oh man,
Randy, y'all ready for this weekend?
Yeah, man, we're gonna have some fun this weekend, man. It's gonna be a fun weekend, I guess. Hopefully,
there you go.
The weather permit.
Y'all got anything locked in for this weekend or no?
No. I think the Street Outlaw is supposed to be here this weekend or something. So everybody waiting on that, I guess.
Yeah, but isn't that the deal with the Street Outlaws? I mean, aren't they doing that like in an undisclosed area?
I guess so. Yeah.
So what cars are representing Michigan? Or is that top secret?
I ain't really got the info on it, but I guess it's supposed to be, I don't know, it's supposed to be 6 or 7 cars.
Oh, okay.
That's going to represent Detroit. So I don't know. I ain't talked to nobody about it yet.
Well, I wish y'all the best of luck on it, and I hope y'all well prepared.
Hey, CEO, man, hold on, man. There's no EP this Saturday, too, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, people going to be at the No EP just as well now.
Well, you know, everybody saying they going to, I guess they don't know what time the Street Outlaw people going to call, so ain't nobody really doing that. If they doing something, it's going to be real early, so I don't know.
Hey, well, put it out there, man. Who y'all got your eyes set on?
Well, you already know we want to dance with Jimbo, but he got something locked in with Junior and Chemo. Well, they want to get that done early. We'll be on the sideline waiting. You know, if you know somebody want to be crazy, you know what I'm saying? We'll be there.
So Jimbo and Chemo are locked in then?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, okay.
They locked in
okay.
Last week, didn't
they? Okay.
Yeah, they locked in. So. You know, it's going to be a few races during the daytime, I guess. They locked in. I think they got to do it before 3 o'clock or whatever. Yeah.
Well, if the weather holds up, it seems like y'all going to have a good show going on this weekend then.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Randy, hold on. We're going to open up some mics, see if we can get you some action. Hey, Slouch.
Yo.
Yeah, you got somebody with a TV with some background. If you want, go ahead, open up some more of the mic.
Well, here we go. All right, 586, your mic is open.
Young Money.
Damn, another
what
young
up,
money.
Junior?
Hey, state your name and business, sir.
It's the Young Money.
It's Cutter Junior, man.
What's going on, man? What's happening, man?
Shit, this chiller enjoying his day, man. What about yourself?
Man, shit. Hey, it's 60 plus degrees. We got a heat wave going on here, man. Shit. We doing good.
Hell yeah.
Sadie here.
Well, hold on the line, partner. We're going to open up some more. We trying to see if we can get Young Money some action. Anybody trying to engage with Young Money this weekend?
Shit, fuck it. We're going to throw Panetta. Where he at?
Who? Hey, Slouch, go ahead, Slouch. Open up some lines, man. See if we can get them some action for this weekend, man.
All right, hold on. I got to refresh my phone. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Panetta was down there. You talking about Brian Panetta?
No.
Y'all talking about Brian Panetta from Long Island?
No. No, Mike Panetta.
Oh, Mike. Okay.
That's a. Is that Dirty or Dirty Junior?
Dirty. That's Dirty Senior.
That's Dirty Senior.
Yes, sir.
Dirty, okay. Whatever it is.
Already 3-1-3. So let me open up a couple small mics. 313-8435. Your mic is open. 313-8435. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Young Money again. This is the chef. Y'all cut me off, man.
Oh, you can't cut the chef off, man.
Yeah.
Chef. Cooking right now, motherfuckers is hungry.
Yeah, we hungry for Mike Dice.
Well, Mike Dice ain't gonna raise nobody, man.
Mike Dice, wrong
stuff, man. Go ahead and get you a couple more, my
2850. Your mic is open.
That's the meatball.
That's me, Slouch. I had dropped off. All right. Hold on, Slouch. When they mentioned Mike Dice is riding around the city with his car on the trailer. Look at the action.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Come on now. Hello? They must have fell off. They must have not heard you, Meatball. I think they fell off. Hello? Hey, Meatball, he riding around with that pistol cocked back looking, huh? Okay.
Listen, as we speak.
He riding around with a pistol with no bullets.
Hey, all you got to do is tell him to come on.
He out there do a part-time stick-up.
Stand in the middle of the street and draw. Let's roll.
All right, let me grab a couple of them up.
Yeah. Just go ahead and open them up. What's happening?
773-4015. Your mic is open.
What up, fella? What up, fella? Just off the chain here. The Preacher Boy, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, Preacher Boy? What's happening, man?
Get your ass
nothing
down.
Nothing much. I would if I could. I ain't running, man. My car ain't ready. But I would love to.
And you know, and that's the best thing to do. When you're not ready, I mean, shit, fall to the back,
fall to the back and listen as much as possible. You might learn something.
That's right. You know, that's the one thing. There's always room to learn. Always, man. Hey, Preacher Boy, just hold on. We're going to leave your mic open. We're going to keep going down the lines, man. Appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right. 586-6455. Your mic is open.
Yo, this Young Money Peso, the baddest videoizer from the world. Get down and lay down. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. What's up, man? Your money got about 10 people, so I figured I'd add to it, man. Just call and say what's up. How you doing,
I mean, shit. You might as well, shit.
What's up, Junior? You all right?
What's going on, man? What's happening, Pesel?
Man, shoot, man. Just a lot of exciting things, man. You know, no ET coming up Saturday. Street Outlaws is here. You know, Jimbo and Kimo locked in, and I believe Junior and Jimbo, Junior and Jimbo locked in as well. So that's gonna be another good one, and
yeah.
It's gonna be some good racing, man.
That's what's up, man. What time they got everything going on?
Yeah, they finally set up like a time to where, you know, Junior and Mark, I mean, well, Kimo and Jimbo got a race by 3 o'clock, and Junior
right.
and Jimbo, they just going to race, you know, so they just going to make it happen sometime that night. All right, it's some other lock-ins. I'm not at home right now, so I don't have what I got wrote down, but it's some other races.
Oh, that's what's happening then, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weather holds up and you guys have a good show out there, man. Because we need it. Lord knows,
man.
We need some good weekends, man.
Yeah, it's been a terrible summer, spring, fall, winter, and all. So it's horrible.
That's right. It went from winter to fall. I'm like,
right.
Damn it, man. Yeah. But,
summer and spring.
Yeah, went right by it, straight by it, man. So, what's the deal with them outlaws? Is that something that they're keeping under the hat, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah,
I mean, if it's something y'all can't speak about, I mean, I understand that. That's cool. I'm just asking in general. You know?
Yeah, the only person that I will even think that could speak of might be Brian, and he really, really been on it, man, to get up to Detroit. So, I mean, he contacted all the people that he could. He supported everybody that he could in the Detroit area, to really trying to get somebody to represent from each camp, you know. So he really was trying his best. If he didn't get to certain people, I mean, he tried to do what he could, man. So he didn't head it up, but he was just suggesting. So, you know, it's super, super low-key, and actually we don't know anything about any of it. So a lot of people are like, you know, I know Brian's phone's been blowing up, but he really don't know. They don't tell the other state usually until the day of. You know, it's pretty crazy because a lot of the guys in Chicago and California where they already raced at, you know, a couple of them messaged me like, hey, you know, you guys really won't be able to test because they're going to pretty much let you know like 3 hours before that you got to meet up on John Street. You know what I mean? And boom, you just got to be there and have a good time. Yeah, so, you know.
Okay, so
you know,
in that sense, it's true street racing then. So as long as they don't have, I look at it like this. As long as they don't have the upper hand, it's like this. I invite you, come on, race down here. But I done tested all day on the street. I mean, if it goes both ways like that, where you guys haven't had an opportunity to run on the street and they haven't, I mean, that's excellent. Because that's open to anybody then. That's anybody's race there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. I hope it's a good time, and I hope whatever we do in Detroit makes it on TV.
No doubt. That's the key thing. Hopefully they'll... I mean, you got to put the good with the bad, you know. And I don't care who the superhero is. Sooner or later, he gonna get his ass whooped. You got to show that also, you know.
Yep. Hey, what's up, baby? I heard you on here.
What's going on?
Hey, man, you got it, man. How the car coming along, man? You still putting it together?
Yeah, you know, I had broke something in the motor, man. So the motor at the shop right now, we're waiting on the part to come in. It's supposed to be here Wednesday. Get here Wednesday. We'll probably have it back in the car next week.
Okay. That sounds good. Been waiting to see that car get back out. I got to find out what Johnny Williams been working on. He's smiling ear to ear every time I see him. So I know y'all going to get y'all a little grudge off sometime this year.
Yeah, me and Johnny talk every day, man. You know. We both gunning for a couple of the same people. So he said, "Let's go get them niggas first, and then get a crowd what they want to see."
Yeah. I like that. But shoot, man, I'm gonna go back on mute, man. Y'all keep on going. I appreciate it, and I'll be here for the rest of the call.
All right, then, Peso.
I like. Hey, Peso. Hey, Peso.
Hey, Slop.
Peso.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Peso.
Go ahead, Mevo.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Shit.
Hey, man, I think Young Money done put the word out. They looking for Panetta, man. Can anybody get a hold of Panetta?
Yeah, I'm sure I can. I'm going to work on that right now. If I get him, I'll let y'all know, because I'm sure he's looking for some matches. Hey, Young Money, y'all trying to get him this weekend, or what y'all trying to do?
Your money.
Yeah,
they were
trying to get
them
this weekend.
Hey, your money. Come on
back. Yeah. Hold on. Now full attendance tonight.
That's the second time tonight.
What was said now? I was on mute, man. I ain't hear nothing.
What was said now?
Hey, you guys trying to engage with Panetta this weekend?
Yeah, well, that's what somebody said. We will.
Damn.
What's that? I don't know who said it, but one of Young Money members said it. But of course, yeah.
Well, I heard somebody said it, but I'm just want to make sure. Let me see if I can get him on, and then I'll let y'all do all that. I'm gonna go ahead and try to reach him.
Yeah, tell him 5 on 15. That's all we got to know. 5 on 15.
Damn, Young Money in the house.
Ooh wee! Come on, let's go to the next. Hey, Slouch, let's go to the next one. We're gonna leave your mic open, Peso.
All right, 991-5440. Your mic is open.
Man, y'all just put me in the queue, man. But anyway, it's a good show so far, man. I'm just sitting back enjoying it.
Okay. All righty. Okay. 313-9248. Mic is open.
Off the water racing, Young Money.
Cecil, what's going on, man?
What up, my
water
guy?
Baby?
Water what up, though?
Hey, man,
listening at the show?
Cecil, do you got
yeah,
on?
Man, shit, we still waiting on Phil to do the headers. I'm just waiting. You know, I'm trying to be patient.
You know you got to go up there and light a torch up under his motherfucking ass, man.
Shit, we've been out there, but you know, when you sit up on it, so like, you don't want to sit on it. I want my man to feel a good guy. I'm letting him do his thing. You know, so shit, I can't do nothing but wait. I got patience with him. I know, man, I want to get out here bad as hell.
Fuck it, tell him we're playing double tonight. Fuck it.
Oh, baby, I got a surprise for the motherfucking race scene. They gonna be like, man, that motherfucker done did it again. Oh, boy, they wanted it. I'm finna give it to the ass. For those
yes,
motherfuckers
sir.
That thought I couldn't pay for one of them type of motors.
hold on now.
It's going
you're
down,
up,
baby.
You're giving up too much now.
I don't care, Junior. I don't give a fuck. That's how I am. I'm a competitor. Fuck them. I'm a competitor.
Well, tell it to him again. Tell it to him again, man.
I'm coming out, and I'm coming out all right. I ain't saying I'm the baddest bitch out there, but that little motherfucker going to do his thing. That bitch going to make her money. I told y'all to watch that hoe. When I put a bitch on the street, they get that money.
Yes,
you finna get some money.
Hey, explain to me, boy, there's nothing personal, man, but Skip got out of line on the internet and down on his ass. You going, man?
Man, I ain't want no beef with Skip, because me and Skip are all right,
man.
But shit, I'm a drag Skip ass. I ain't want no beef, but him and At been going at it. I ain't know shit about none of this shit, man. I just got knocked upside my head. I ain't know shit. Everybody I see, man, oh, dog, you on Facebook, you this. I don't even know. I don't even have a fucking Facebook page. But, man, I done heard all kind of shit.
Yeah.
Hey,
we finna go at it.
Cecil, you my man, but goddamn it, let's get it on.
Hey, me, I don't want to do that to my man Skill, but I'm betting on the gap, the clear, everything.
With
Skill.
Really, bro?
I'm betting on all of it.
Huh? I ain't got no penny.
Man, yes, if you get these niggas,
I'm betting on it all. I told you, I'm going to roll the dice, baby.
Nice for the Saturn, then.
I'm going to roll the dice. Killed my man, but I'm going to drag that black man. But you know, when I first came to the race season, it was all about racing riders now anyway, because they were some of the cats on the street, man, that, you know, was running the street. So, shit, nah, I guess me and Skill got the lockup. That's my man. I didn't want to. He just drove my car, so he know how that bitch ride. Drive like a Cadillac. But just going up fast, up in high gear.
Hey, Meatball.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
The man talking about freight training, y'all, man.
That's my man. But that, I got to leave him. I got to put something on him.
Yeah, listen.
I'm gonna definitely clear him. I'm definitely gonna gap him.
Hey, Cecil,
that's
you make
for
sure.
Cecil,
you make sure you come see me, brother. After we have a drink and after we eat, you make sure you come see me.
Oh, me,
race.
You know, you my baby, man. You my guy. You my brother from another mother. We going to get high, fucked up, talk about some of the mother clowns out there.
But hold on now, hold on.
But you still
going to
gap them. Is that what you saying there?
Hold on.
Oh, yes. I ain't bite my tongue. Yes, I'm going gapping.
I can't see that happening.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Man.
That little hood rat bitch, man. She all right.
If he can cap, he too racist.
Man, Skip been too racist, man. Hey, you watch your mouth, Randy. Randy, you watch your mouth now. I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap, boy.
Sorry,
I don't know, man.
Hey, you know,
I ain't got no guy.
Hey, I'm going to buy tips. I'm going to bring you back to the race.
My understanding is that Skip is a true assassin now.
Yeah, Skip a good guy. He made that black motherfucker run. That bitch run, for sure. You know, like I said, when we first started Grudge Race, that's all we heard about. You know, Skip, that black Mustang. I seen that bitch run. That bitch run. Yeah.
That was 10 years ago, though, man. It's a new day and era now, man.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do this to him, man, but I'm going to put it down. I got to put it down. I'm going to clean up the rest of the little trash that Nappy, you know, Nappy got to get his car back out, so I'm going to go ahead and take care of the lightweight until I go on up there and let Gold Digger do a little heavyweight shit up there.
Okay,
A motherfucker slip.
Hey.
A motherfucker slip and talk that shit, talking about he want to give me something. I'm going to appreciate it. And we'll see what that little small bitch do.
Who said they're going to give you something?
Man, whoever, all them fast cars out there, shit, I'm trying to try something. We finna try some shit out. That's the name of this year, trying some shit out. It's going down. It's going to be all right. We're trying to push for this weekend.
Hey, Cecil, is your car a street car or a streetable car, or is your car a race car? I mean,
that motherfucker,
you know what I mean?
That motherfucker is an area occasion car. I will bring that bitch on the street. I will street drag that bitch, and I will go steal to the track with that bitch. It's just an everyday car.
The reason why I ask is because like the Batmobile, you know, that's a streetable car. You know, it ain't like
that motherfucker.
I'm saying, you know, is your car like, let's say, the Gold Digger? Where, you know, Gold Digger, a full tilt race car, man. All bullshit aside, it's a race car.
Hey, Junior.
I think I got a race car.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
We drove Gold Digger to church this morning.
You a fucking
fool.
Here we balleted that motherfucker.
Now you see what I'm saying? People just want to say any motherfucking thing to me. I must have a big old sucker on my forehead or some shit, man.
Hey, Junior, you gonna see what that yellow bitch do when I drag the hog? I got a small block. He got a big block. You gonna see what that bitch do when I drag him?
Oh yeah. If you run in the hog, you got a race car, man. Yeah, I can't do nothing, man. Cause you know we got a little old street car. We trying to get some action for the 26. you know, but I'm saying, listening to what you're saying, you got a race car.
Hey, Joe, you talking about that LTD, man. You still talking about that
LTD. Yes, sir.
Man, we're going to get this all together. And gamble with your ass all night, man. We're going to get this all together for you, man.
I tell you this. All you guys do is park right next to this motherfucker, and we just gonna keep hot lapping.
Hey, I got some words from Mike Panetta.
Hold on. We got Mike Panetta. Hold on for 1 minute. What you about to say about Mike Panetta?
I couldn't get him on the phone, but he's communicating with me through text because he's in the movie right now. He said this. He said, this weekend he's going to be in a different trim for the street, which we respect that. But he said, if Gold Digger on 28th June, no ET, he got action, lock his ass in for 200 on 1,000 or better off the trailer.
Damn.
Damn.
I'm just the messenger.
God damn.
Well, I guess all them responses, that's a negative there, Peso. The way they responded, that's a negative, sir.
Yeah, okay, well, if y'all want to let me know, but he looking to race in June, because this weekend he won't be ready, but June OET, he wanna flirt with Young Money.
June OET, huh? All right. I gotta grab some of these callers, man. I got a lot of people waiting.
Hey, Slout, do you see skip number 4040?
What is it, 4040?
Yeah.
You got somebody watching the TV? You got some background noise there? If you could please mute the mic. Make it a little bit easier for us. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, 313.
You'll be here.
69.
No.
313-6941. No. Your mic is open.
313-6941. Your mic is open. 313-6941. Nope.
Right,
go to the next one, Slouch. Yeah.
773-9705. Your mic is open.
What's up with you brothers, man? This is Big Shay. What's going on, Slouch Junior? What's going on, man? I'm just listening in.
Big Shay, what's happening, brother?
Man, everything peaceful, Junior. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. Tell us what you got going on, brother. Come on.
Man, you already know. Y'all don't know by now. It's a problem, man. These June 7th, these street cars, they talking. They are talking. It's going down. June 7th at No Limit Raceway. Streetable cars. It's going to be heaven for y'all. If you're ready to go and you're looking for some action, it's going to be action there for you.
This isn't limited just to the street and streetable cars. If you have a race car and you're looking to engage, come on down.
The street cars that
the state of Michigan has. In fact, you know what? I'm gonna say it like this, Shaman. I don't mean no disrespect to nobody. Man, we'd love for y'all to come over, but y'all better not cross that motherfucking border. If y'all understand what I'm saying by that, we'd love for y'all to come over here, but you better not, boy.
Oh, wait.
Because we got plenty of action for y'all. I mean, if y'all looking to engage, which I mean, yes.
Hey, you know, we border crossers, and you know, we crossed all over in Mexico, man.
We border crossers, you speaking the wrong side, because we is French. We ain't Mexican.
Well, the majority of us that cross the border, man.
Okay. Well,
That's
Big Sham.
That sounds good.
Big Sham and Big Sham and Leroy got their June 7th race going on for catering to street and streetable cars. I'm always hearing about all these killer street cars y'all got and how they engage. I say it like this. You always the baddest motherfucker at home as long as nobody's there. So, all right, if y'all looking to engage, come on. Come on across the street. See what it's like on the other side.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Huh?
What you saying? We need to come see if the grass green over there.
Shit. It might be greener for you. You might not like how it tastes when you chew on it, but come on. Come on and see. Shit. Yeah, we'd love for you guys to come on over here and play with us, man. Definitely
right.
Gonna have a ball, man.
Oh,
so
yeah,
what else happening? What else happening? You also got a big wheel deal, don't you? Going on. Tell them
yeah,
the other stuff
anything,
you got going on.
Yeah, anything with 22-inch wheels or bigger. I'm having a. I hate to call it a shootout. It's just something to do. I just said like
a runoff.
Something to do.
A runoff.
Yeah, a
it's
runoff.
A runoff.
You know.
Yeah.
Then I'm having another runoff with the guys. Really, you know, I'm focusing on grudge racing. You know, I'm
right.
biased to that, but you know, for the guys that really, you know, they really just want to go up and down the track, and they might want to, you know, try to win a little something with no cage and all steel, full interior, full exhaust. I'm going to have something for them, too. I'm going to have a little something for them, too. So for the ladies, y'all bring y'all ladies. I'm going to have a raffle for the ladies. Just something to, you know, make them a part of the day, too. So it should be real interesting. But the grudge racing, it's already races locked in. I'm opening up at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna start racing probably at noon. I'm already locked in at 12:30 to race already. Lenny and Slim, they locked in already off the trailer. So that's gonna tell you right there how the day gonna go.
You opening with a grudge race. That's what's happening.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to do.
It's gonna be live and real fun that day. So like
I
said,
y'all
interesting. It should be real interesting. Y'all come on down. We're gonna have a ball.
That's right. Well, I'm gonna leave your line open, Sham. We're gonna open up a couple
okay.
more lines. All right.
All right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling in, brother. Hey, Slouch.
All righty.
Yeah.
773.
Go ahead, open up.
773-4786. Damn. Your mic is open.
Hi, Strangler. Eastside Stranglers, baby. That's Terrell. What's happening?
What's up, Terrell? Yeah.
Terrell,
uh-huh. What's going on, man?
Just listening in on you.
What's up?
What's going on? What's good?
Yeah. The deal.
I mean, you know, we're just giving...
Just giving
the brothers from across the border an invite. See if they're looking for some action on the gauge.
I hear Caesar's calling my name out.
Here I go.
What up, Caesar?
What up, my guy? You all right?
I'm good, boy. Everything gravy.
That's what's up. Good day. We out here cooking fish, and we cooking fish, sausages, and chicken and everything on the sidewalk, in the middle of the sidewalk.
Oh, man. Is it hot out there?
Yeah, it's all right. It's still all right up here. Well, we off the water right here, so, you know, we're a little chilly. Our skin a little tougher than some of you guys that don't stay by the water.
Oh, we're east side, nothing but the water in the Chi-Town, so I know how it is.
That's That's what's up. Yeah, we out here, man. We got about 20 niggas out here. I mean, 20 guys out here eating fish and shit. Greedy bastards stealing fish.
That's all good.
Yeah, we having
That's
a good time
good.
Over here drinking and partying.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Yep. I want to say shout out to my man Aaron from Young Money, man. Came down here and hung out with me this weekend, man.
That's what's up.
That's all good. Hope you had a safe trip back. Yeah, that's cool.
I can't wait till we come up there, my God.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on up and get up with me, man. We're going to party, boy. I know all the hot spots.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. All night.
Yeah.
That's what's up. We're going to get it in. Have a good time. That's what's up. Everybody be safe this year.
That's right.
Hold on a minute. I think summer is officially here in Chicago, brother. Y'all hear the ice cream truck out there? See it. It's on,
hell
baby.
Yeah.
Hey, Slouch. Hey, go ahead and open up a few more. I'm going to mute this, man.
All right. 708-6369. Your mic is open.
7-0-63.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, June? What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
This is Cadillac. I'm just listening in, man, supporting the show.
Cadillac, what's happening, brother?
Nothing too much, brother, man. Just sitting back listening, you know, learning some information, man, learning about the world.
That's it. That's what's up.
I hear you talking all that talk, Junior, man. You talking good stuff, boy.
I mean, all we trying to do is share a little bit of what we know and learn what we don't know, you know.
Hey, you know, Junior, last week, you know, when Dog was talking to us, you know, I didn't know when he was saying that all the promoters, the people that throw race events need to know that get with the track to see which light they're having. I didn't know that it was different lights, the time trial and an elimination light. I didn't know anything about
that. That's right, because you can have either a 400 or a 500 tree or the regular tree. And even the regular tree, that can go, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think even the regular tree can be set at a 400 or 500. I'm not correct. I'm not sure on that one, though. But on the pro tree, yeah, you can have either or. Yeah,
Junior, he ain't talking about that. He talking about whether it's in elimination mode or whether it's in doggone the time
trial
mode.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, for red light.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That's correct.
Yeah, that's more important than a 400 or 500 tree. That's more important than a 400 or 500 tree, though. Hey, what's up out there, Cadillac? I was going to ask. I ain't heard from you in a while, man. How you doing out there, Cadillac?
Hey, what's going on, Will? Big Dog, what's happening, man?
All right, I just want to speak,
but
no, I'm glad he said that. And what me and Junior and I was talking about last week and Slouch and all of, it was good for some of us to learn this and stuff, man, because there's a lot of stuff we need to learn. So we don't get out there at these tracks and be getting messed up and people be want to fight about shit they don't understand and everything. And that's one of the most important things, I think, right there, Junior, what he just said about that damn tree, man. That's one of the most important things, especially in a grudge race, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, do you want to explain that to them? Again, I understand you spoke about it. I missed it last week because I had to get off early, but...
Hey, Jim, before Willie Dog start talking, I didn't mean to interrupt y'all. I got Skip on the phone. Where's Cecil at?
Right here.
Hey, I'm
ready to lock in.
What up, Skip?
Junior, Dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hear you. Hey, listen.
Man, we got to lock up.
Hey.
I ain't know nothing about it, but shit, we got to do it. We going to do
I'm
it.
I'm ready. I'll be ready for this.
Yeah, you know, I'm waiting. Shit, the headers ain't on. I ain't got no headers on. I'm waiting on Phil.
Oh, yeah. Who over there
talking
about
my car
up there,
boss.
Me? Who on that squad talking about they bet on the gap?
I am. I'm the only one. I'm a bet. I don't need them to bet.
No,
I'm a
betting
bet
on the gap. They said they was
betting,
on the
everything. The gap, the clear, everything.
Oh, shit. Okay, okay. Well, how long before you be ready?
I'm waiting on Phil. Phil got me. You know, I ain't gonna rush him because he got a lot of
in a couple of days.
Yeah, he got a lot of work. So I hope it's ready now because I ain't been up there in 2 days. So it might be ready. I ain't
all
been
right,
up there
now,
in a couple
I'm ready
of days.
Either just no ET or the next.
We've been to that.
Ain't finna lock no race in right now, right? Y'all not finna lock a race in now.
No, not because I ain't got no oil purses. My headers ain't off, so I can't do nothing right now.
I got a teachable moment. I want to ask you a question. I heard you say you want to bet on the gap and the clear and all that stuff. What's the difference between the gap and the clear?
I'm just saying whatever all the guys say. I'm just kept betting.
I'm betting on the gap.
You know,
when we get there, I'm betting there's going to be a gap.
I was just doing that because we've been trying to teach on the show lately. We've been trying to teach, and when you said the gap and the clear, and you've been on the gap and the clear, I'm saying, okay, what's the difference between the gap and the clear?
We just betting, my guy.
That's correct.
I hear him.
Hey, but let me say this right quick, and y'all get back to the subject. Let me say this right quick about that tree. If anybody out there is racing and your girl is racing on that tree can be in elimination mode or time trial mode. Elimination mode is what you want the tree to be in. That means whenever the man at red light hits the other guy's wind light, automatically come on. Now, if you got it in the other mode, which is the time trial mode, a guy can red light and still go across the finish line and his light come on, and that's when you're going to have a problem. So you always want the tree to be in elimination mode. You always want it in elimination mode. Now, that's the difference.
That's correct. You know, which, again, there's a lot of people that may not know that. And the difference is... when it's time to pay, if it's set on time trial, even though he red lighted and he crossed that line first, if you're going off of the wind light, I mean, now you got another argument coming. That you avoid a lot of issues like that. The same way you need to know whether it's on the 400.
Hey, y'all got somebody training dogs tonight too, Junior? God damn.
I don't know. Hey, if you got dogs in the background other than Willie Dog, can you mute your mic, please? Thank you.
Hey, Junior. Junior, just please. I need you to explain to some of these people what's the difference between a 400 tree and a 500 tree. Because I heard somebody holler a delay tree. They need to know the difference.
What was this now?
Okay, they had a discussion at the track one day about
Hold on. Talk slow, because I can't hear you good what you're saying. Your phone kind of muffled. What was that now?
Okay, they had a discrepancy about the tree, a 500 tree and a 400 tree. Somebody kept asking for a delay tree on a pull tree. Could you explain to us the difference?
Hold on a minute. What was this now? You had the difference between a 400 pro tree.
Hey, Junior.
Uh-huh.
All he wants you to do is explain the difference between a 400 and a 500 tree.
I mean, a 400 is a quicker light. It's a quicker tree.
Okay, but they were hollering a delay tree on a pro tree. They said it's going to be a delay on the light, and we asked for a pro tree. What is that?
I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand what he's saying there.
Yeah, it's no delay. If you got a tree, if you got a starter that's doing the tree, if you got the guy in the middle of the track that's starting it, it all depends on when he hit the button or was his own automatic start. There's no such thing as a delay, though. There's no such thing as a delay. Whenever it's just that if it's automatic started, it might start more regular. But if a person is starting on the start line, it's up to when he want to start. He might start it slow sometime, and he might go fast sometime.
Right.
But
that,
no
that's
delay
all dependent on when. That's all dependent on when he flicks
yeah,
the, when he flicks the button.
He done left
the what?
Okay, that's what I need to know. Because when Terrio and Dancer Ray, they wanted a pro tree. But the man asked him, did he want a delay tree? And I wanted to know what was a delay tree. Never heard of that in a pro tree race.
I mean, the only delay would be him. It would be him activating the button. So instead of, okay, you got some stars. I'm gonna give you an example what happened. One of the cops race, Pete. Okay, Pete gets in there. He get on the trans brake. Now all four bulbs are lit up. The starter didn't hit the button until the guy in the turbo car was fully boosted. But Pete had already been, you understand what I'm saying? So basically, starter had hung Pete out. Because that was the argument.
In other words, he cheated.
I mean, basically, the starter looked at dude, which was that white Camaro was in the other lane, or Firebird, whatever it was. He waited till he heard that car on full boost, and then he flicked the button. But all four bulbs had already been lit up. That's the only delay that's the only thing that I can see, you know?
All right, thank you for that information.
Okay. All right. Now, in a regular tree, yeah, if you got a delay, it's like you bracket racing. You know, the one guy, whatever the amount, the difference is you're going to put in it, you might leave on the second bulb, you know, and he got to wait, you know, two more bulbs, three more bulbs, whatever it may be. You know, I can't see, like he said, he explained it, but I can't see no other delay other than the starter doing it. And if he's doing it,
no, Junior, you answered it good. He right. He what he was just saying is, it's up to the, when you got a human started, it's up to discretion when he want to do it. Some tracks
right,
to do that
right.
or wait till a guy get on his trans brake. You know, you got some guys might go in there and light all four bulbs up and don't be on the trans brake yet. And then sometimes the starter wait till he go to the trans brake before he hit the switch. But normally
right.
You put that something on automatic when that goddamn four bulb that you better have your motherfucking ass ready.
That's right. That's right. Now on that, on average, that's what, 7 seconds for all four of them?
No. You can light all four.
That's when you got
three lit. When you're on automatic track,
once you got three lit, you got 7 seconds, right?
Right, you got 7 seconds, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And some tracks
automatic red. And if you wait till on automatic red.
If you don't go in within the 7 up, it's either 7 seconds or 10 seconds. However the track got it set, usually it's 7 or 10 seconds. And if you don't go in
right.
after 3 bulbs lit, if you're on automatic tree, it's going to red light your ass.
Yeah, but I see a lot of these turbo cars put 3 bulbs on it. They wait a good little while because they're dealing up.
We just told you if it's on automatic tree.
Right.
If it's not on automatic tree, they – you know, it's up to the starter to hit whenever he wanted to hit.
It's at his discretion, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Junior, just be patient with him so he can understand this. And that's what I was talking about. We got to educate him.
About,
you know, a lot of people don't understand this and stuff. See, if you say track rules, now that go, Junior, you need to talk to him. So now if you go back to track rules, see, then you ain't got but 7 or 10 seconds. You go in there and light 3 bulbs up. God damn it, if you take more than 7 or 10 seconds, you're going to red light. Now, if you don't have it on automatic tree, it's whenever the starter push the button.
See, so that's something
you might need to know about.
That's something, of course, that's something when you lock in a race, when you go to race, these are all things that you have to look at. You know, because if the other guy knows and you don't know, I mean, you in trouble. You already losing. The race ain't started. And you already behind. Okay then. Hey Slouch, go ahead open up a couple more, man.
I appreciate you answering that, dog.
Hey, man, I'm here. I'm here just like everybody else, man. It's good for us to learn, Junior. We need to know this stuff, man. It's good for us to learn. And guys out there, don't get scared to ask the question. It might sound dumb to some people, but it ain't dumb to you if you don't understand the question. So there's no such thing as a dumb question.
That's correct.
I got a question. When I first started watching Indicut videos a long time ago, and Buddy Blow, he was on there, what does it mean when he say clear them on top side?
That's just the same thing as the clear. That's all. Top side just means the finish line.
You got a gap.
Yeah, that's just you got to have a gap on them or clear at the finish line. That's the same thing. That ain't nothing but the clear. They're just different people in different areas in different ways. That's all.
Okay, yeah. I just heard him say clear on top side. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, that's all. That just means you at the finish line. That's all that means.
Okay.
See, that's what I was trying to say, the difference between the Southern guys and the way the Northern guys and Midwest guys say stuff. That's why we need to educate everybody else, since everybody doing more traveling now. And you go to a certain area there, and like Junior said, you fuck around and be done lost a race. You know, you done lost it because the way somebody done said something, you don't understand what they were talking about.
Right.
But, Junior, see, you need more people on there like that to ask more questions. We got more people out there that want to know the same thing he wanted to know. They just be embarrassed, ashamed to ask the question because they think somebody going to laugh at them.
And you know what? I mean, all you got to do, I mean, I've always said it, man. I mean, all you got to do is hit that one button. Because whatever question you ask, somebody going to have, if I ain't got the answer, somebody going to have the answer. Or we going to find somebody to give you an answer. You know, so ain't no reason to be embarrassed. If you look at it, you sitting either in your car, your house, your job, whatever it may be. I mean, come on, man. We grown men here. Ain't nothing to be embarrassed about, man. Just come on in. You know? Go ahead, Slouch. Open up a couple more, Slouch.
All right. Brian, your mic is open.
What's up, Slouch? How y'all doing?
What's up?
What's going on, Junior and Willie Dawg?
All right, brother. What's happening?
Man, I can't call it. I just, you know, coming in to speak about a little bit more on that Cecil Wanna Run Skip race.
Oh, okay.
First,
I mean,
I didn't want to run skip. Y'all called me out. That's what Ab said. You know, him, you and Ab went at it. All I'm doing is racing the car.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. After y'all race that spray-to-spray tire, we're going to turn around and run your motor-to-motor. You got the back tire.
No, I ain't going to run it motor-to-motor.
I'm talking about after y'all run the spray-to-spray motor. You got the back tire.
I'm not going to run it motor-to-motor. That spray on there, that should stand on there. I ain't taking it off.
I mean, we got spray on there, too.
I know. We're going to run spray-to-spray.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then if you want
to... Go ahead on with that bullshit, man.
How you doing, Mr. Randy? How you doing, CEO?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing a little grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You say y'all don't run. Okay, well, see, so then I'm going to do it like this then. You get in the gold digger, I'm going to drive skip car, I'm going to run on the motor, and you can spray. You got the back track.
Randy, I might take that back time. I'm going to drive my own car.
Are you trying to go fishing, man?
Who's trying to go fishing?
I might do run a motor to motor then with me driving. He give me the back tire with him driving skip car. Yeah, we might can do that.
Yeah. You got it.
Try that.
No.
Might can do that.
Clear you.
Fuck the back tire. Tell him clear you.
No. He called it. He made the suggestion.
Hey, fuck it, pal. Let him get up out of there. Fuck it.
No, he got the back tire.
He been driving longer than me. Let him leave, man.
No. I run him head up and bet the clear, motor to motor.
You scared to spray the car fire. What is wrong with you, man?
No, I'm trying like Junior just said, I'm trying to go fishing.
Break your
top.
There
you go. Randy, I'm trying to go fishing, baby.
Man, we gonna fuck y'all up this year, bro. You can go on.
I don't want to
bruise
you though. Know.
If you got some background and you ain't talking, please mute your mic.
That's fine, man.
Hey, Slosh, go ahead, open up a couple more mics. They ain't ready to engage, bro.
Hold on
a minute. Get that one got that background noise.
Hey, bro,
if you got your honey with you, man, you need to mute that, bro. Thank you. Go ahead, Slouch.
No, that ain't me with that background noise.
414.
I never said a name now. You ain't never heard me say a name. Go ahead, Slouch.
414-6614. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Slouch? What's going on, Junior?
Yeah,
everybody on the line,
man?
What's happening?
What's going on, bro?
Baby, Eastside Stranglers. What do you do?
Stranglers in the house, baby. What's going on, man?
On deck. Man, nothing much, man. Another Sunday, man.
That's right. That's right.
Kick back listening, man, as usual.
There you go. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, man. Okay. Well, shit, I'll be here with y'all all night.
All right, then, brother. Appreciate that there.
Go on over, Slouch.
313-4685.
Your mic is open.
How you going,
fellas?
Brandon. What's up, Brandon? What's going on?
Hello?
What's happening?
What's happening,
Junior? Man, I can't call the shit. Here we go again. Shit.
Yeah. I was just calling in. I had dialed in earlier. I was going to speak on the subject, so I got going on tonight. But it seemed like your dog pretty much covered everything.
Okay. I mean, if ever there's any questions or anything like that, I mean, it don't matter whether it's early in the show or late in the show, you know. Just come on in.
Y'all pretty much covering it pretty good as far as the light goes and stuff. My man, he was calling me and saying something about that, about the delay. Like, you know, you pretty much spoke on it right, you know, as far as the only delay that's going to be in it is the difference between the 500 and the 400, and the only other time they're going to put a delay in the light is if you bracket racing. That's it.
Right. That's correct. I mean, the thing is, on certain things, most of us will take it for granted because we've been around this long enough. You got a lot of guys that, even a lot of guys that have been around it a long time and don't really know. And when it comes to grudge racing, I mean, all those little things, they you know, it's a difference between winning and losing, you know.
Yeah, it definitely make a big difference. Like y'all was saying earlier about as far as a Dime and Johnny Quick race, when the beams and the wind light didn't come on until they passed the quarter, but it was an 8th mile race. In my opinion, they should have reran it, but you know that's a whole other story. But
and you know what? And usually when there's an issue. My understanding, when there's an issue where it's the track's equipment, they usually do a rerun. If the clocks don't work, if they don't, you know, if the timers don't don't mark it right, I mean, they usually have a rerun. But, I mean, I guess it's at the discretion, and that's something that also has to be clarified before you have a race. Okay, let's say X scenario happens. What is going to be done if that happens? Yeah. You know,
know
that ahead of time.
Hey, Junior,
you know,
people wiggle.
A person, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. We were going to do a rerun, but the track said that we wasn't going to do a rerun. We was going by the track rules. We were going to see
okay.
who won because we were going to okay, we were going to go a rerun, but they're like, no, it's not going to be a rerun.
And you know what? And that's who's got the ultimate decision is theirs. Okay, that's cool then. That's cool.
If the track was looking at, you know, their boards and they going off of numbers, I don't know how they did it, you know, as far as saying who won and who lost. You know, saying, okay, say this person crossed the X mile first. As far as without it being
Move
shown.
Up a little bit,
before,
No. Hold up, fellas. Hey, if the track got the numbers up there, it's easy. All you got to do is add and subtract the reaction times and all that. And they can tell who got there first and everything. It's routine. It's routine.
That's
right.
Right.
That's the only way they can do it. They got to add or subtract because you can be much faster than a person on a run.
Yeah, if reaction time. The reaction time is going to come into play. But if the track do it, that's why I was saying it. We said it earlier in the show when we were talking, and Junior was telling just like I was saying, it's best to leave it up to the track. That way if the lights malfunction or if it's on a quarter mile and it should have been on the eighth and vice versa, all they got to do is go to the doggone or the screen there and add and subtract the numbers, and they can tell you who won in the eighth and who won in the quarter, however it go, with no problem. It's easy as shit. It's just that you might be mad if you thought otherwise. You might be mad, but if you leave it up to the track, they'll get it right.
Like they'll wiggle out of a race like that if you tell them to race over. If you don't beat a person, they don't win, like, you know, show up. They don't want to run over because they know they can't win.
Well, see, that's what we were just talking about when Junior was saying and everybody was saying, if you go by track rules and the lights mess up and they still continue to winner, even though the lights didn't tell you the right winner you thought, then that's what track rules mean. You better know what you're talking about. Now, if you were saying, no, you wasn't going on track rules, y'all just on outlaw rules and the lights messed up, then, yes, you're supposed to rerun it again.
Dog.
Yes.
Hey, this
yes.
is Chad. That was the thing is, on that whole deal,
yes.
both Dom and Johnny Quick said they were willing to run it back.
Yes.
The thing, though, is at that event, we stated in the driver's meeting that if for some reason anything happens or anything like that, we all agreed that we were going on track rules. That's why we let the
There you go, then. That's it right
there.
There
you
that,
go.
That's it.
There you go.
Once the track say who won, then that's it. We can't
that's
agree
it.
To run it over. The track makes the call. Good point.
And
good
both
point,
people
man.
Knew who won. Both people knew who won because at the end of the day, realistically, when I turned and said, listen, the track said that they can make the call, that they can add everything up. I said, are you cool with that? I asked Dom. Dom said, I'm fine with that. However it goes, that's how it goes. I turned and looked at Johnny and said, are you cool with
that?
That's
the way to do it. That way you don't break friendships and everything. And you,
right.
Because just say, for instance,
there
I'm the DP man
say,
or something.
You make
that call.
Yeah.
You don't make up friendships or anything. The best way to do it is to leave
well,
it to the track.
Well, Junior, where the whole thing was on that, like Brian said, the whole thing on that, Johnny Quick told Dom, You know who won. Tell them who won. Dom said, let them make the call.
But
right.
that's the thing is,
so
let
now,
me tell
it
you
shouldn't
something.
Even, it shouldn't even got after that.
Chad just said they
were going to leave it up to the track anyway. It should have been up to the track in the beginning.
I'm going to tell you something that I know. I had somebody that was actually down on the big end. When Johnny got out of his car, Johnny actually was like, oh, good race, and he thought he hurt his motor. Then somebody told him, I think you ran him down. They get down to the other end. Johnny had changed his tune, and I'm going to tell you, I was sitting right there, and I said, listen, we agree track rules, and I asked Dom, I said, are you cool with them looking at the slip and adding everything up and figuring out none of our people are going to be up in the tower, the tower's going to make the call? Dom said, yeah, go ahead, it is what it is. I asked Johnny, are you cool with that? You know what Johnny Quick said to me? Well, what if my front tires were staggered and I stayed in the beam longer and he started coming up with all these scenarios? I'm like, are your front tires staggered? He's like, well, no, but I'm saying there's ways to cheat it so So it made it look like he didn't want him looking at the slip. He knew he lost.
Oh, shit. It don't make no difference whether it was high stack or not. Whenever you broke that beam, that's what the clock's going to do. The clock's going to go on the beam.
You know what the key thing is?
Like that person better.
You know what the key thing there is?
Races where it's been real close on the big end, and the thing is when you go through and somebody asks me, who won? I say, man, that's too close to call. You're going to have to look at the video. And when they looked at the video and they showed, hey, look, dude, he had you by a fender, I'd be like, well, damn, he did. Good race. And I shook his hand. Johnny turned around and said, fuck you, you bunch of bitches, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to support your event again.
Hey, you can look at a video, and it all depends on what angle the video was shot at. You still can't tell who won or not, even though the video might say one way or the other. It all depends on how you shot the video.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. That was the scenario I'm talking about is a street race, and there's people standing on the finish line just facing straight across. But at the end of the day, the thing was is he was all pretty cool and wanting to run it back. Then he turns around and, you know, doesn't want the slips to even be looked at. Then the minute they made the decision, he turned around and was like, fuck you, you bitches. You know, you guys are screwing people, blah, 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 and throws this big old fit and says he'll never support the event again. Then you say we're holding a $10,000 shootout, and guess who's signing up?
But you know what the thing, Chad, though? I listened to what you said. Initially in the driver's meeting, you said that if there is any discretion, you are running track rules. That means the officials get to call it. That kills that. That's why I said, you know, when you have races, you need to say these things because that kills everything, you know?
Correct. And that's the best way to leave it up to that. That way it is outside of that.
Correct.
Nobody's taking any favoritism or none of that. I just was kind of pictured the whole deal where he was real cool, and Johnny knows. I mean, we've been cool with him all along. Then he turns around and he's like, fuck you bitches, this, that, and the other thing. I'm going to support you guys again. And goes off all over the shootout. I mean, the guy's bragging. He won 17,500 in shootouts already that year. Really?
Well, I mean, that's sort of losing is all that is. I mean, you got to take nobody likes to lose, but you got to take the losses with the wins just as gratefully, you know? Come on.
And that's the thing. I mean, I bet on Johnny all the time, so it's not like I have an issue with him. My thing is either be real or don't be real.
Hey, breaking news, breaking news.
Boom.
Out of Alabama, the Black Boys, and the billion-dollar Mustang with nephew behind the wheel just took out Tony Bynes in Thriller.
Thanks. Who was that, dog?
The White Boys. The White Boys Mustang got billion-dollar on the front of the great Mustang, got billion-dollar on the front of us, just took out Tony Bynes in the Thriller.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Thriller ain't dancing
tonight.
The
White Boys is back.
Stop doing that, man. Yeah. Stop doing
it.
Three-lane dancing tonight.
Why this?
Hey,
Slouch.
Can you please mute your mic?
Thank you.
Well, that's all I was saying is, you know, keep it real. Racing's racing. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I mean,
that's
it was a good race regardless. You know, but I just thought he could have handled it a lot better. I understand that. Your adrenaline's going and stuff like that, but from what I heard from somebody that was down on the big end because they were getting another car, they said when Johnny got out of the car, he thought he had lost. So somebody came down and said, oh, we think you got him from the other end. Everybody thinks you got him. Then all of a sudden he came down saying a whole different tune.
Well, it's like Dog said, you know, if you've been in them cars long enough, I mean, you guys would have to be fender to fender to then say, damn, that, you know, is close to call. But you know if that car is ahead of you, a half a fender, a door, or a half a car. I mean, come on, man. If you that oblivious when you're in that car, you don't need to be in there. If you don't know where you're at or where the guy's at, you know. Hey, Slouch, go ahead, open up a couple more.
All right, hold on.
Quincy, what's up?
Oh, hold on, man. You got somebody got a lot of background noise there.
Huh?
That was a lot. Two four eight zero four seven six. Your mic is open.
Yep. Just listen.
Oh. You listening? Hello? You listening?
Yep. Yeah.
You. It's on the radio show.
Just listening.
Oh, okay then. Thank you. Go ahead, Slouch. He said he was just listening.
All right, that's it right there. We're waiting for now. Hello? But yeah, Chad, that was a good one. I forgot all about that, the driver's meeting, when we said that track rules, that's what we was going for. Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's always worried about, you know, everybody calls it different, and everybody wanted clarification of if you touch the line, you know, is it disqualification, or is it if you cross the line, and that's when the track had made clarification how they do it, and that was one of the big things that was brought up was, listen, just to make sure there's no confusion or anything like that, best thing to do is just put it in the hands of them. We asked everybody if everybody was cool with that. And everybody said, yeah, so track has final say-so on every decision. It just made
okay,
it a lot easier.
Because there's people listening, I'm going to ask you the question. On touching the line and crossing the line, how did they call that? Or how would they call it?
That's the thing, is you got the guy in the starting line that's in the middle, and he's watching
right.
it straight down through there.
They
that's
also correct.
Have the people up in the tower that can make their call as well. Every track actually calls it different. Some people say if you actually cross the line that you can actually
right.
touch it. Other tracks actually will say, no, if you even touch that line,
it's
a disqualification.
Correct.
I'm glad you said that because what he said is 100% right. But the rule book said you got to cross it. Now, the reason some tracks
right.
Call it different. Some tracks got a wider line than some tracks. Some tracks just got a little thin
yeah.
one line, so if you touch it, you automatically didn't cross it. Some people got a wider line. That's why some tracks call it different. But the rule book states you must cross it.
Right, because a lot
correct.
Of tracks have the timing system in the center, and like you said, you see actually a line kind of going down the timing systems in the center of it. That's why a lot of times if you see somebody actually clip a cone or something like that, they consider that crossing. Because the cones actually fit in the middle of the line on
yeah,
some tracks.
That's correct. Yeah.
Some of them are right on the line.
Correct.
Every track is different,
another,
but yeah, you just make clarification.
I got another question. When they say, okay, we're going by track rules, now, is it track rules in the book or is it track rules for that particular track?
It's
another
the,
damn good question. Most tracks go strictly by... Most tracks go by the rule book, but they do have certain track rules, So you better make sure you know what you're talking about, whether you're talking about the NHRA, IHRA, or the track
yeah.
got certain rules they sell. Damn
that's
good question.
Correct.
That's a damn good question there.
I mean, a lot of times you got to remember we're not class racing versus drag racing, you know. So realistically, they can challenge certain things and stuff like that where in most cases with drag racing, it's kind of, some people want to get that clarification because they've usually been burned on it before. But like
right.
Doug said, most tracks try to follow the same set of rules. However, some things are a little different. But it's like if I go over to Junior's house to play euchre and they play euchre different than I do, I got to go by his rules. It's his house. So when the track
that's
makes
correct.
That call, it's their house.
That's,
yeah,
that is correct.
One.
I mean, in general, Slouch, the baseline rules are all the same. Mostly... it's the wording that changes. But for the most part, you know, if you look at the NHRA rule book and the IHRA rule book, a lot of the stuff is the same. Some of it's worded identical and some of it's worded different. But then it comes, like he said, then it comes to the individual track on how they enforce certain rules. There's certain things that at one track they don't say nothing about. They don't press it, but at other tracks, they won't tolerate it. So, you know. It,
well said. Well said, guys. Hey, the best thing you do is the best thing for y'all to do when you go to these tracks running, especially if it's a grudge race, if it's a race where a promoter's put on the race, you need to find out what the promoter going to say before y'all run that race, before you get into that
That's
stuff
correct.
Like that. Because they should get with the track and know what's going on. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying the promoter needs to be smart, but he should try to get with the track to find out how we know something. Because we got a lot of racers out there that know a lot of that might know the rules, bend the damn track, know the rules.
Right. That's correct. That's
well,
correct.
We do exactly that, like Dog said. I mean, there's certain things that come up often. So we do make sure that right before the shootout, we address those things and let them know what that track's particular rules are. However, there is things that come up where it's a first time happening at that facility, and all you can do is make sure that, you know, get everything clarified, let them make the decision, and make sure going forward that we don't have that type of stuff. Just like, I mean, we plan on having certain markers and certain cameras at the 8th mile just to make sure that if anything ever things, you know, if anything ever happened, A, they can always look at the timing system, and B, if somebody feels a certain type of way, I mean, you can sit there and show them. Pretty simple.
That's correct. That's correct.
You know, once you
that's
see it with your own eyes, you can't say it's a lie, still.
That's correct. I mean, the way you're saying it like that, it covers everybody's ass, whether they like the outcome or not, everybody's ass is covered. Because what might
just
not
like,
work for you one time, in another event, it may work for you. It's just
the other thing is that there's two, like I want to take and put, like you see them, I mean, you've seen them at some tracks, the big orange triangle on each side at the 8th on the wall. Because there's the other thing is as you're flying down through there, I mean, Johnny Quick's shifting gears, got a lot going on in the car. And if when he looked over thinking that he's going by the ET, at the 8th, but there's actually another cone for the mile an hour.
Right.
He may have thought he clipped them and actually thought it was by the ET, but actually, you know, may have been getting ready to clip them at the mile an hour. I mean, like
that's correct.
Like DMX
that's
said,
correct.
It was only by, you know, somewhere between 30 and 40 feet probably or whatever. It could be easy, you know, going down through there and him trying to pay attention to everything. It's easy to want to take everybody else's, you know, everybody has their own view. I seen it from behind. I seen
you,
it from this way.
You know what,
you know
what you're saying with that marker? Believe it or not, there's a lot of guys that realistically, and I'm not, that's not busting nobody's balls or nothing like that, but they don't know where the fuck they're at on the track.
No.
You know, and it's good.
Some people
and
don't
it's
even see
have,
the first part of the track.
Right. It's good to have that there as indicators for them. That's correct. Yeah.
But we just want to make it easier so there's no confusion, because the last thing we want to do is make an unpleasant experience for anybody. I mean, I think we
right.
go way out of our
that's
way
correct.
To make sure everybody, the racers, spectators, have a good show. I mean, that's what's most important to us. So I think that's why a lot of us took it so offensively that things went down the way they did and people were that upset over it. But, you know, the only thing we took from that also was, A, I mean, the track made the decision, and you know, I looked at it as if I was in that spot. I may not like the decision, but if they made the decision and told me that, I just got to keep it moving.
That's right.
The thing is,
that's
after
right.
that, is, you know, we learned from that, and I think every time we've had an issue at an event, the next event never had that same issue, so...
That's,
all we can
see,
do is keep trying
that's
to get better.
That's the way you do that. I mean, you use your experiences, you know, for the better. I mean, and in the
exactly.
end, by using the track officials, you're using somebody neutral, you know? That
mm-hmm.
there's none of this that this is your boy, this is your cousin, this is your man, you know? We got any more hands, Slouch?
No, everybody here.
Okay, then.
Chad, did you hear anything about that car shootout they just had?
I guess they made it to the second round and it got rained out. So I don't know if they, I mean, I literally was gone, so I didn't actually make it out there. I got home sometime this afternoon and actually
crashed from being up for 48 hours. So
this was where now?
At Ubley, they put on a street car shootout.
Okay.
More catered to like street cars, so they could have their own little event as well. Small buy-in. I think it's like $100 or something like that. They spread the pot out over multiple places to kind of keep it small, so that way somebody doesn't try to weasel in and fit the rules and just come take easy money.
Right.
It's up at Ubley, which
is
a good track, but it's, you know, not a track that a lot of the guys that make a lot of horsepower like to go up to and take a chance.
Right, right.
But, I mean, there's been some fast cars up there, so they do a good job, and a lot of the guys really like it. They went up there, and I think they got in a couple test hits and two rounds, and then I believe it got rained out.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they're trying to do it the following weekend or if they were going to try to do it on a Sunday or some of them guys do go to no ET, so I don't know if they're going to try to push it a weekend after that, you know, because they probably won't be really participating in the May 31st stuff that's at Milan. So I think they're trying to keep it, you know, so it doesn't overlap anything and they can still finish out what they want.
Right. Okay. Now, is that an eighth-mile track or a quarter-mile track? What's the deal with it?
It is a quarter-mile, but they only ran eight.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but they do have quarter mile. A lot of people don't like to run quarter mile there. I believe some people have said that the shutdown seems a little short, but I don't know if it actually really is. But, you know, a lot of the guys, once they start hitting a certain speed, actually don't like to run it that far. And a lot of these cars being street cars, I mean, making decent power, but, you know, with anything, don't always fit the rules 100%. So.
Right.
For safety,
that's right.
It's probably best to keep them, you know, only running 8 mile anyway.
That's
hey,
correct.
Hey, Mr. Dog, did Tony Baz and the White Boys race go down yet?
Yeah. White Boys fucked them up.
He owed me $100.
Do you know if it was a gap or anything?
I don't know all that now. I don't know all that. I don't give a damn. As long as they whoop Tony ass, I'm happy.
It's a W.
Tell me about it.
Hey,
it's all
the
world to head up race anyway, right?
Tony's supposed to be running. He's supposed to be running the Predator in the same car. I believe if Whitney leave them damn radios on, he'll get by them. I don't know why Whitney always think they can take them fucking radios to a regular old track and get fucked up with them.
Because they test the Holly Springs all the time.
Yeah.
And the radio works there, so.
Hey, Slouch.
DJ Grant got a signal out there? Dog, DJ Grant, his car running?
I don't think it is, the one from what I heard, but.
Hey, it was a gap. Tony blackfired and blowed up almost out the damn thing, out of the hole and went over in the other lane. So it was a damn, yes, it was a gap, a donkey gap.
So he probably ain't running Predator back
then. He said they put a donkey gap on him. Shit.
Yeah, and DJ Grant ain't got no goddamn car. He been talking about racing for a fucking year. They bust a brake with a sludge hammer.
That's funny.
That was part of the show we had last week about motherfucking all these blog talk gangsters on this motherfucker.
hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, that's them internet grudge races, man. You got grudge races. You got internet gangsters.
Internet.
I mean, you know how that go.
Your motherfucking killer. Yep. Now, Tony had a backfire. I just seen the video. He had a backfire, came over in their lane and everything. So, yeah, it was definitely a motherfucking gap.
Must not be too bad if he's going to try to run Predator with the same car, right?
Well, no, they were just locked in. They was locked in. I just talking about the race. They had locked in already.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Slouch.
Yeah.
My time has come. You can run this down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Dog, Chad, everybody on the line, man, I appreciate y'all coming on, man. I got a bail out,
yes,
but
No problem. You guys.
All right, Junior, appreciate
week,
having us, man.
And I'll see you guys again next week, man. You guys have a good one. All right, Slouch.
You too.
Okay.
All right, Junior.
Hey, Woody Dog, what all that you heard on your car? What all that messed up?
Did he bail out?
Hey, butt naked ain't running out on one.
I don't know if I heard anything about that one. Somebody just texted me about that. What, 10 o'clock? All right, well, looks like ain't nobody's talking now. I can close it down if anybody will say anything.
I think
things
kind of being iffy for next weekend. Nobody really probably is trying to lock anything in. I think next week's show will probably be a lot better with the 31st coming up.
What are you racing at next weekend?
Well, I mean, they got the no AT, but there's a lot of guys that are going to that Street Outlaw thing if they get the call. So it's kind of up in the air whether they're going to run or not. Yeah, the Street Outlaws, Oklahoma guys are coming up to Detroit.
You know, Kimo and Mark Crank locked in, and Junior and Mark Crank locked in, too.
Yeah. It's only if they don't get the call early.
They're going to pick all the soft cars.
Yeah, well, Mark Crank and Jimbo locked in to run Kimo by 3 at the no ET, and
right.
They locked in to run Junior by 5, so.
Right. Yeah.
Damn, they're running cars.
What'd you say,
they're trying to get them done early just in case.
I say they running both cars.
Yeah, they gonna run. They locked in 5 on 15 with Kimo, and I think they locked the same thing in with Junior.
Plus, isn't Kimo locked in with? I mean, if obviously the race don't go down with Mark Crank and them, isn't Kimo locked in with somebody else?
Him and Squinty raised his car off.
Yeah.
No, they called their race off.
But Jimbo and them are going to pay the punk
Jimbo,
out in order for that
Jimbo,
to happen. But if
Jimbo,
Jimbo and them.
Yeah, Jimbo and Wayne going half on the punk out. They're going to pay Squinty the $500 so Kimo and Mark Crank can race.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is there's still a possibility that if
no,
for some
that,
reason
that race is,
something happens and
no,
that race
that,
don't go down?
No, that race is off because
they didn't
stipulate no time on Switchy and Kimo race. So, like Kimo told him, I'm not going to wait all day on you. And Kimo just told Squidgy, Wayne said something about it, and then Jimbo said, well, fuck it, I got half of the punk out. How much is the punk out?
Right.
And Squidgy was like $500. So Wayne told Jimbo he had the other half. They're going to go ahead and pay Squidgy the $500, so therefore Kimo can shake his car down and get ready to race by 3 o'clock.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, I'm just saying if Friday testing something's up or something happens, I mean, unless they haven't paid Squidgy the money, I mean, they can still do their original race if for some reason Jimbo and Mark Crank can't make it with the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey Chad, who you like, Frankenstein or Chucky?
Shoot, Chucky.
I might have to come see you in the stage lane because you know they talking about racing that bad blood.
Yep, not a problem. Yeah, just all you gotta do is just come up. You know me, I'm
you ain't hard
to deal with.
You ain't hard to find. You ain't hard.
No,
to find.
I'm gonna look for the people trying to get out of the way so they don't get over and over.
Hey, Slouch, who you like on that race?
Who you like on that race? What was that?
I said, who you like on that race? Phil, Frankenstein, or Brian Davis, Chucky?
You
You say Phil, the Blazer, or Chucky?
Phil with the Blazer, yeah, and Chucky.
The quarter or the eighth?
They're going to eighth. Brian Davis going to go out the back door.
Oh, I'll go with Brian.
No, I might have to make a long distance bet to you.
When is this supposed to happen?
They trying to get it done May 31st.
Slout. Yeah, I go with Brian on that one.
Slout.
Yo.
I thought I was on mute.
What's up, man?
Hey. I think they postponed those races into next NOET, man. The outlaw shit fucked everything up. I don't think they're gonna race.
I didn't know if they would either. I mean, there's been a lot of talk.
Yeah, they ain't gonna race. They postponed it. I talked to Junior. Junior was like, that outlaw shit fucked all this shit up. So they really gonna be out there testing for the night, I guess.
Yeah. Because Crank and them already said that if they get the opportunity to do some stuff that was talked about, that they were going to do that. And they asked Junior what he thought about that. And Junior said, well, shoot, I want the same opportunity. And he drives both cars. So, and he's taking his car to the Street Outlaw thing. So,
yep,
that's why I was saying I didn't know what was going to go down exactly. Junior might decide to, you know, save his car or whatever. Because that's the other thing is I didn't understand how they were going to take and change the car completely for testing. Then show up Saturday during the day, change the car completely back to work on the track, and then try to change it all the way back to work on the street for the following or that night. Same thing. If somebody called me out, I'll just push them off. I'm not changing the car
right.
Set up at the track.
Yeah, they squashed it. Well, it'd be next NOET or Bloodbath, if anything. But it's too much shit going on at that. Yeah, he said NOET, though. He said, no, he's
gotcha.
Oh,
okay.
That's what he said. Because there's going to be a lot.
There's
going
to
be a lot going on the 31st.
Any big cars, Detroit cars going to have any big tires on?
No, all little tires.
I don't know. I don't think so. They all really can't fit them. My car only one can fit a big tire.
I know.
They're kind of hoping I don't do it.
Yeah,
Junior said
he's the biggest. Junior said he was going to put the biggest tire he could fit on there.
I think the biggest tire he can fit
is a 29.5, 10.5W. Yep.
Yeah, I can put a
33
on mine.
What was that, Aaron?
Yes.
I said I can fit a 33 on mine.
What you gonna? You come with 28s on yours, Aaron, or you going big tire?
I ain't going to Street Outlaw. I got 28. I'm staying on 28.
Yeah, biggest tire that I think Detroit's going to be representing at that Street Outlaw thing is the 29.5W. We put them on.
Mark Crank put them on too.
I don't think Mark did, but I'm not 100% sure they can fit it. I know Brian said that he was going to do whatever he could. He plans on it.
We know his can fit it. His had a 29 on it, but I don't think he put no 31 on there.
Whose is that?
I said, I don't think they can put no 31 on Brian Davis' car.
No. He's going to have a 29 10.5W. And then I don't know about Panetta and Dom and them. I think they're all going to be on 28.
I'm cool with it. I watched all that stuff. Man, I'm not about to tear my car up messing around. I don't take nothing but something to happen. See that Monte Carlo went off on the shoulder. Lucky it wasn't no trees there.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to tell them they better stay in their lane.
Right. But, I mean, okay. Two cars going down, anything can happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them. Stay in their lane, hug the shoulder, because if they get out ahead of us, there's a good chance that white car might suck them right in the front of the car. We're going to pull parts off the other car chasing them.
Is they going the 8 mile or the quarter?
I like some leggings.
They're going the quarter.
Okay, then.
No, they're going 8 mile. They ain't running those cars quarter mile on the track or on the street. No way. And I don't think the Oklahoma guys have ever been quartered. So, cash days, all that stuff, eight.
Yeah, big one out the back door.
I thought they were running that quarterback.
How many they bringing, Chad? It's still six, right?
They're bringing six. Yeah, we're bringing eight, I think.
Yeah, but six going to get picked, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's not even no guarantee that we'll make the show or nothing, you know.
Tell me this. How does track runner work?
We're just
going to
be ready.
If y'all are threat, y'all ain't going to make the show.
What do you mean? How's what track rental work?
The track rental. He said something about Friday renting the track from 12 to 4.
Yeah, we're renting the track. Guys all on the show and stuff like that. And then Brian, I think, sent out a couple little invites. But, I mean, basically we're renting the track 12 to 4, but we're having the track scraped. We were told by Milan they would accommodate us any way we can. We can run from the starting line. We can run from the eighth mile. We can run from the end back the other way. I'm sure we're just going to have them scrape the track, do a lot of burnout, not put anything down, and just try to make the cars work off of a scraped track right off the line. Me personally, if we're going to be tuning for that, I want data and time slip. So I don't see no reason going from anywhere else but the line.
All right.
You know,
so
I think once everybody kind of gets where they're comfortable, then I think they're going to go launch the cars. Maybe, I don't know if it's going to be in a parking lot or on a little side street just to make sure we're close. And then we're just going to show up and let it rip.
Shit, fuck it. I'll go back on the back return road.
Which car,
right.
Dad?
Huh?
What car are you bringing?
We're bringing the white one.
Okay.
What, because I know he said about the track rental, it's going to be split between the cars that come.
Yeah, it's basically.
But they only allow five or six cars. Then they charge you more per car.
Right, but the thing is if they charge you more, like if you're only going to go one car over or something, it's one thing. But if you're going to go, if there's another four or five cars, the thing is, it actually still ends up being roughly $50 cheaper per car. See, it only jumps up, I'm just going to make up a number because I don't know off the top of my head, but let's say it's $1,200 to rent it. I think it only jumps up to like $1,500. Well, the thing is, if you add four more cars, you know what I'm saying, that splits it up even more. Roughly, usually, worst case scenario, it's $200 to $300 a car. And that's if you hit, like, just the minimum. If you go over that, usually the price comes down some.
Oh. I know that one time they told us it was something crazy. It was, like, eight more cars, and it was like $300 or more a car. I'm like, huh?
No, it shouldn't have been that. Yeah, it should have never been that. I know, like, when I went the one time, there was, I think, just four of us, and like I said, I think it was a few hundred bucks a car or something like that, and then another time I went, I think there was like eight or nine cars, and I think I ended up paying like just over $200. But it all depends. I mean, it all gets split evenly regardless. But, yeah, they don't jump it way up. And the other thing is I'm thinking actually it might even be a little bit better because of the fact of, I mean, they're not going to do any prep. So, I mean, we're actually saving them money.
You think they're going to come hang out at NOET?
I think it just depends. You know, I know there's some stuff that they do, their own little filming stuff that they had to do and everything. So I don't know if... You know, and then I've heard different things of one place said that, you know, they just showed up to the area. There was no marks or nothing, this and the other thing. I know another state that's basically said that they showed up and they had obviously been testing in that area. You know, I have no idea. I'm sure they'll have some type of advantage. I mean, besides just the bigger tire, but I really think that – with everybody kind of working together. And, you know, you got a lot of people that are coming out there. I mean, I know at one time it was said if you were going to be going, Aaron, and then with, you know, Dom and everybody else, I mean, they were like, shoot, you know, a lot of you guys have been racing on the street since late 80s or something like that. You know, I mean, that's a lot of years of knowing and understanding the street, you know, not just, I mean, granted, you're talking a lot more horsepower, and it's going to be a little bit trickier to figure out, but you got everybody putting their heads together. You know, I think it could come around really fast. I mean, I ain't saying you're going to make a record pass out there, but shoot, you're running 8 miles on the street. All it takes is for you to leave a little bit before them, or you've seen them knock the tire off and stuff, and then the other car's gone. You know?
Yeah. That's the whole
I mean, you know, as well as I do, on the line. That's the thing. You know as well as I do, if your car leaves the line decent, not the greatest, decent, and the other car makes a mistake, once you get out in front of him, he's not coming back.
That's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's what, I mean, I'm not out there going saying, okay, we're going to just, we're leaving them in the dust. I'm looking at it as, you know, yeah, they have advantage, but that's never scared me away from a race, and we're going to go out there and give it our best. I'm the type of person, if I swing, I'm going to swing as hard as I can. So, you know,
right.
I want to know who's the baddest out there, and if we're even making a decent pass, I'm going to try get underneath their skin and get them to lock in with us. Whoever that is. I don't care who it is.
Mm.
We'll see, though.
They're all fun.
So the car likes the bigger tire, too.
Dang, I want to see what happened to Whitney and 901 boys. They probably paid the punk out.
Against who? Oh, against Butt Naked?
Yeah.
Is that who you're wondering about?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know nothing about that.
I was trying to get on there and ask the dog. All
right. All right, I got you. You're up 200. All right.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, I'm definitely getting off here. I'm exhausted. I've only had a little bit of sleep over the last several days. So you guys have a good one, and I'm sure I'll see you guys out and about this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, I'm about to shut this thing down myself, man. Call it the night.
Okay.
I appreciate everybody for coming out, supporting the show. I'll see everybody next Sunday, 8 o'clock.
All righty. Cool.
All right.
Down there, hopefully, with the victory.
All right, man.
All right, later, guys.